Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hi everyone, welcome to the bonus show.
It's the mayor of Candytown, he's here.
What?
He decided to join us.
Minisode episode 220, I think. Might be 221. Welcome to Patreon. Look, I got something. I just want to jump into mine right away because it's very exciting.
And okay.
Either we're gonna immediately be like, man, that's really crazy and I got nothing to say because it's science, or we could talk about all the things it could mean.
Okay.
So this came out 2 days ago. I saw this on the science subreddit initially. Right now I'm just reading an article from Newsweek. Scientists have turned light into a super solid for the first time. We'll talk about whatever that means, I guess. Scientists have succeeded in making light behave like a super solid for the first time, a breakthrough that could improve our understanding of this exotic phase of matter. A super solid has an ordered structure like a solid, but can also flow without friction like a superfluid.
Thank you for doing that. I was about to ask what a super solid was.
Yeah. And previously, they've only been produced in so-called Bose-Einstein condensates, which are formed when a gas of atoms is cooled to near absolute zero. And that, just so you know, was a fifth state of matter that was discovered in 2020 on the ISS in a cold atom lab experiment. This is just 5 years after the discovery of this fifth state of matter. We are now moving on to inducing behavior of a super solid in light. They go, quote, "This is only the beginning of understanding of super solidity," said Italy-based physicist Antonio Gianfate, I believe is how you say that, of CNR Nanotech, and David of the University of Pavia in a research summary. So these are two guys who knocked it out. I'm terrible with foreign names. I'm so sorry.
Wait, so a super solid is not necessarily
Right.
It's like Cyclops' I-beams.
It's like liquid, but with
a solid
crystal order of solids.
Is a huge part of it. Yeah. So we're going to keep going here because they talk about that. In our lives, we tend to encounter matter mainly in three distinct phases: solid, liquid, gases. But you obviously, we know plasmas is something that we exist and we come across with fluorescent light, obviously. But they say at temperatures close to absolute zero, the quantum mechanical nature of atoms emerges and exotic phases of matter appear. Such exotic phases include super solids, which were first predicted back in the 60s, but were only first demonstrated in 2017 by researchers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and ETH Zurich in Switzerland. The science involved is basically just like indecipherable for us, so don't even fucking know, it doesn't matter. They said, "We decided to investigate whether these conditions can be achieved in a photonic semiconductor platform in which photons are conducted in a similar way to electrons to enable photos to behave as a supersolid. To create their photonic supersolid, the researchers fired a laser light at a special semiconductor platform made of aluminum gallium arsenide in which photos are conducted like electrons in metal," which I don't know what that means. "The system allows the photons of light to occupy one of three quantum states, all of which have the same energy but sport different wave numbers." So they're a different wavelength. At the start of the experiment, a few photons in the platform are largely incoherent, but as they hit a threshold count, they form a single condensate. The two scientists explain it via a comparison to taking seats in an auditorium. Quote, imagine being in a crowded theater where all the seats are occupied except for three in the front row, one in the center, and the other two at opposite ends of the row. The central seat has the best view, so that's where people want to sit, but only a single person can sit there. In a quantum theater where bosonic particles, particles with integer spin, and what I looked that up, and what that means is bosonic particles can be stacked all in the same space near, like, endlessly. They don't really, like, take up mass the way we understand it to. Everyone can sit in the central. So yeah, in a quantum theater where bosonic particles go, everyone can sit in the central seat, forming what is called a Bose-Einstein condensate, a superfluid state in which a large fraction of particles simultaneously occupy the lowest energy quantum state.
Oh, shit. So this is like when we talk about quantum computing, we talk about computers that are working at a quantum level. This is basically the process in which they would data transfer in that platform.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's very similar to how this works, as far as I understand it. Wow. They basically say the photons form satellite condensates that have opposite non-zero wave numbers. But the so I imagine that can go any direction of, like, as long as it's not zero, any number in any direction, probably, which just determines what their waveform is. That makes, I guess, I think that makes sense. But the same energy, so they have opposite non-zero wave numbers, but the same energy. That's funny, talking about magnets, and now we're talking about opposite numbers that have to be exactly the same, opposing each other. In this way, he concluded, the super solid state emerges, and a spatial modulation in the density of photons in the system occurs that is characteristic of the super solid state. The best rundown on Reddit I read, when they talk about what they mean by super solid, is you take an egg carton, very similar to the movie theater thing. You take out a couple of the eggs and you put them with, like, magic light eggs. And then once you put them in the carton, it sort of makes all the eggs and the carton kind of magic light itself. And now the eggs can all be interswitched with each other seamlessly at the same time. Basically, quantum mechanics takes place and you're all states all at once, but they only need a few of those particles to make that happen. And what they did is they fired a laser through crystals and it stacked up the photons, which is what created this light acting like a super solid state. And when asked, like, when people were talking about what this could mean, at least in the science subreddit, they were talking about things from frictionless rails to shoes that no longer give you blisters to coats that slide on and off. Like, this is just like, don't know,
that slide on and off,
but basically don't know what it means. I mean, like, it can mean a lot of things.
Yeah. It changes the concept of matter.
Yeah.
I mean, if matter can be, like, before it, well, there was four types of matter. Now there's a fifth type of matter. And it seems like if we're operating in that and we could take light, you know, like, the difference between, I'm trying to think of, like, the best way to, like, if we are using light as a super solid, that kind of changes the way we do things.
Yeah, it's weird. Let me read. This is from a couple of,
because basically we're not using, like,
so someone broke down the abstract of the paper, and they say, the super solid properties do not belong to the light alone, nor are they a passive property of the crystal lattice, which is what they're being fired through. Instead, they are caused by exciton polaritons, hybrid particles formed when light strongly couples to matter.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, because there's, like, yeah, atomic super solids, right?
Yeah.
But this is light-based, which is a whole different thing. And manipulating light has the potential to change everything.
Yeah.
Like, basically, they making say just, light into a thing we can use besides just, like, heat and
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, this is like stuff, like, the aliens that used to run the galaxy did that we, like, found out about later.
Yeah, yeah. They say basically fired it through rigid lattice, and they said despite being in rigid lattice, and they said thanks to the crystal structure, the polaritons exhibit a global phase coherence, superfluidity, forming a super solid. And it's important that, I guess, it was fired through the lattice because it's like a super rigid like crystal that's highly organized. But the moment you introduce these like photons that are somewhat quantum variants, the whole thing becomes like wavy in that way and becomes a super solid. It's so weird. It says, lastly, the system doesn't maintain equilibrium, meaning it needs energy input to maintain the state. Just hypothesizing, but I imagine this means they can better study Bose-Einstein condensate phase transitions more easily now. And then the next comment was, well, I didn't understand a word you said, but it seems like it's something that wouldn't be out of place out of a sci-fi novel.
And that's where it is. It's pure sci-fi. Yeah.
That's about right. It feels like a light bridge from Halo.
They were saying something, and again, this is in a scope that I have no understanding of, but basically like this could lead to faster just space travel.
Yeah. This is a larger, but like all, we still rely on combustion as our form of generating power. Mm-hmm. And like the desperate need to get away from that is becoming more and more apparent. And it's like, maybe it's always just kind of fucking been there. Right. Like, and now we're quantum science plus the magnet thing that we were talking about earlier. Like this probably all, I mean, again, they need to have two waves that are identically opposite numbers. They have to be opposite. They got to be non-zero, but opposite. And they go on, I just want to read this last thing of the comment. I talked about the egg carton. And then the person that used that metaphor said, the novelty here is that it allows us to study unique and otherwise unavailable states of chemistry and physics, because normally magic egg mush only exists in very small, difficult to study quantities. There are some really interesting potential applications for this. As light is a boson, meaning there is no limit to how many photons you can stack in a single space. However, when photons interact with matter, usually they get absorbed and cause electrons to jump around. So if you can stack light in a solid without it exciting and ionizing stuff, there are super cool possible applications here.
Hmm. Crazy. Crazy.
Genuinely impressed by those in fields of science who are like, we have been stuck in one way of thinking for so long that we need to try something new and fresh. And quantum, you know, just theory and dynamics and all of it, it's definitely the future. And it is coming sooner than you think.
Yeah. 2020, they discovered the fifth state of matter. This is coming now. And we talked about a couple weeks ago, Microsoft induced hypothetical particles and created
quantum. Like, it's Fantastic Four shit.
Man, what? We're living through some fucking weird times.
I mean, yeah, we
are.
There are
a lot of things racing to both destroy and save the world at this time.
It's wild, man. But
it does feel a little bit like that Michikaku, you know, like there is a tipping point and we can either become a stage one, you know, or a zero and die.
Protoss or the Zerg. Let's go.
Yeah. it's crazy, but that's where we're at.
Yeah. I love it. It's just like, it's crazy shit. Anyway, that's why I'm glad we got to talk about that, because that to me is a sci-fi shit that's like,
yeah,
that makes me go, maybe aliens are real. I don't know.
I mean, look, you got to be a fool to think the universe is massive, right? Yeah, there's definitely aliens. The question is, are they the cool aliens that we think of that like can fly through space and blink through reality? That's the kind of shit that we're dealing with. And this could be the future, or it could erase human existence. I have no clue.
Well, I wonder if this would, because I'm dumb, right? I'm not a scientist. But if you're turning light into a super solid that moves without friction, does that mean it moves at the speed of light?
Is it a solid that flows like liquid at the speed of light?
Like we can see it. It's not that kind of solid, but like.
But it moves. It's like a flowing, but that's solid.
And that's what they're saying, is it like has the potential to change speeds for everything.
Yeah.
Like there was an article they were talking about earlier this week. They were already saying that they're already developing technology, engine tech, to get to Mars sooner.
And alternative if they have this to electricity. Too, yeah.
Yeah. That could be, because even the most promising sci-fi is like, 6 months there, you know, 6 months is going to take you to get there. You have to spend all this time in space. It's a 3-year mission. You're spending all this time in space. What's it? If we can speed that up, that drastically changes everything.
If we can even move close to the speed of light through super solid photo, whatever the fuck it is, it means we can get to planets in hours, days at most. Like,
we don't, this isn't like we're going to get light speed or warp speed. Like, F that nonsense. That is something that may not even exist. Who knows? Yeah. But the fact that we can get close to it,
yeah, It's fucking weird. It's crazy.
And then that brings up the implications of what happens when you do that.
Right.
Because the closer you get to light, just like with the black, like if you saw Interstellar, you know how that works. If you hit Mars, how long actually went by?
I didn't see the movie.
Well, just in, and if you hit a black hole and time slow, like time dilations, like there's just implications that we don't know.
Time almost stops.
Yeah, but for everyone else, it doesn't.
No.
So if you're going the speed, like all the great stories about speed of light is if you travel the speed of light, wherever you're going, when you come back, time is different. You haven't aged all that much, but everyone else has. And so there's a lot of questions. I don't have any answers. I don't know how any of it truly works. But it's fascinating to talk about and think about because, like, we're this close to really cracking something here.
Did you ever think we'd actually live to see this aspect of science kind of cracked?
Honestly, I kind of wish, like in the 50s, I kind of wish we were still at that, like Jetson flying cars, robots. Like there was a hope, like a hopefulness
atomic,
to it.
The atomic 0-point energy future that we never
there's
got.
there's like a hopefulness to it, like where the future's fun and everything, like flying cars and flying. Now it's either we're going full cyberpunk or we're
just
fleeing
want
to space.
Chicken that doesn't fucking kill me when I eat it. How about that?
Yeah,
basic amenities that we've had for 200 years that aren't suddenly poisoned.
How is it possible we have a measles outbreak in Texas while AI and super solid light?
I'll tell you why it's popular. Well, it's possible. It starts with a C and ends in ism. It has it starts like there's a capital in there somewhere. It
almost
certainly
like part
is
of the definition of the name is to conserve and never progress. But my brain, I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, stop that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Take it away. What do you got, Jesse? Do you got any?
I do have something interesting. Also space related a little bit.
Yeah.
So this I thought was just an article that happened and it gave big, I don't know if Mathis has seen this vibes, but the U.S. government announced that the secret X-37B space plane returned to Earth after a 434-day mission in orbit, according to Space Force, which, by the way, I forgot existed.
Yeah, me too.
Although the details remain mysterious, the uncrewed spacecraft is said to have started its exciting chapter for the X-37B program. The Mission 7 broke new ground by showcasing X-37B's ability to flexibly accomplish its test and experimentation objectives across orbital regimes. Chief of Space Operations General Chance Saltzman said in the Space Force statement. In particular, the Space Force noted the space plane's successful completion of several aerobraking maneuvers, a method of utilizing atmospheric drag to lower the plane's orbit while expending minimal amounts of fuel. I'm just going to read you what it says here because I don't know how this works. Typically, satellites must be use built-in thrusters to change their altitude. By aerobraking, the space plane instead changes the angle of its nose relative to its orbital direction, thus exposing more of its broad underbelly to the atmosphere. This, in turn, generates drag on the plane, gradually slowing it down and lowering its altitude over the course of multiple passes around the planet. During the mission, the autonomous space plane also carried out various experiments related to space radiation and space domain awareness technology, which presumably refers to detecting various objects in orbit, according to the statement. Space Force representatives did not elaborate on what these experiments entailed. The plane returned to Vandenberg in the dark of night, March 7th, 2025.
Interesting.
That screams Mathis story to me.
I'm just saying.
He's like, I know the UFO sighting that you're referring to.
I'm just saying.
And it's an interesting cover story.
I will always say, if these things are visiting us, it is not because we're special. It is not because we're anything. It's because we're probably fucking wildlife reserve of like, leave the angry like ape race alone with explosive metals. Let's just watch them from afar and maybe talk to some of the nice ones that live in the woods or something. You know what I mean?
One of my absolute favorite short stories, and I do not remember the name, which is a shame, but it's about an alien race discovering mankind. But it's seen through their eyes, and it's written in the form of a journal of an alien watching us. And one of my favorite parts of it is literally they're just like, we don't know what to think about them. They seem dangerous. We keep our distance. But we watch as they strap they strap rock, they strap like combustion or whatever they said. They strap fire to their backs and launch themselves into orbit. And it made me realize like how truly insane that is.
Dude, I think about that all the time. Like just like when everybody's like, well, what the fuck? Like, what kind of technology? Their technology would be so much better than ours. I'm like, we are still literally exploding things in small metal like containers.
That's how we drive micro explosions.
Yeah, everything we do is based on blowing something up. I'm like, there has to be. We are discovering quantum science. There had to have been and always had to have been a better way of doing this shit. But capitalism rules. and I kind of come back to that.
Yeah.
But like, it truly feels like, yeah, it's like, I think it's a silly thing to say. I'm like, because it's impressive that we are launching ourselves into space by exploding things and only killing ourselves some of the time. But
I mean, that's like the point of the short story that I love is they're just watching. They're like, where the story itself has like a moral and a fun ending. But like the vast majority of it is this person watching us being like, I don't know what to say. If I report back, like, they won't believe me. Like, these people scare me. I watch them fight each other. I watch them, like, launch, like, they made nukes. We didn't even know you could do that, which I think is because really, when you think about it, like, it's not necessary. Like, nuclear fusion and fission, it's not necessary for space travel. So the idea of them being like, we didn't even know, like, we wouldn't have the balls to do that. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like humanity. It's a great story. It's fun.
It's like, yeah, a bunch of very angry, violent creatures somehow
literal got apes smart. With rockets on their backs is the way we're describing.
It really is. It's like we somehow are able to like create amazing things, but we can't shake the territorial, violent nature that drives
of who
us.
We just are. One of those No Man's Sky aliens that's on a planet that's like a hippo that has like bat wings and like farts. Like that's just we're about as random as that. It sucks.
Yeah.
I got something speaking of random that's just totally different than all that stuff. Adjacently related to Ghost Adventures, the show that is, you know, kind of become a joke on this show. But also kind of serious, but also like squarely in the Chalubinati realm. Oh, Aaron Goodwin, we know this man. He's the kind of sweet, hapless cameraman of the group.
Yeah.
His wife, Victoria Goodwin, has been arrested in Nevada on suspicion of hiring someone to murder him.
Whoa!
Good God.
According to according to online inmate records, she was arraigned on charges of solicitation of murder and conspiracy murder. She has $100,000 bail, cash or bond, and her first hearing is on the 25th. And basically, what happened is, back in October, she was sending messages to an inmate in a prison in Florida about getting out of her marriage.
Of course.
Which
down in the Coral Castle prison in Florida.
She found out about this guy by seeing him on a true crime show. And she set aside $11,500, gave the inmate information about him because he's on a ghost adventure shoot right now. In this time period, in February, he was in California. And the inmate contacted somebody else in California. They had a text that's like, he's asleep in the hotel room right now. I need to know what's going on. Can I get an update? Was it done? The wife was asking if the inmate, if she thought he was a bad he thought she was a bad person because she chose to end his existence instead of divorce. And she said she was anxious because it was happening.
Yes. She's a terrible, terrible, terrible person. Yeah.
And, so I guess it was in Barstow where they were. And so the idea was that the inmate in jail was going to call the hotel room and distract him so that a guy who was there could pop in and kill him. And, police found out about it. There was, $2,500 upfront paid, because they seized his phone when in jail. And when they talked to her, she said that she had only been fantasizing about killing her husband with him and did not remember sending the messages or whatever. Apparently, though, Aaron Goodwin, completely blindsided by this. He thought his marriage was doing fine. They got married 3 years ago. On February 27th, which was not that long ago, she posted a picture of them in a cuddle puddle on a couch with their cat. Yeah, everybody's just reaching out to Aaron and being like, dude, this is crazy.
If you're having a bad day or you have a bad relationship, you're at home, and the thought pops into your head, maybe I should just kill him, just leave.
Just don't. Just leave.
It's even better.
Just take five.
It's better even if you just leave wordlessly and never come back. And it's a better choice.
Just take
just
five.
Go. Leave.
I genuinely don't. There has to be something wrong. Like the average person does not think this relationship's so bad, I have to kill that person. Like,
sociopath. That is, absolutely sociopathic. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a whole.
No normal person watches a true crime show and go,
I need that
fuck
guy.
Yes, I need him.
Yeah, oh, exactly. A guy who gets in trouble for trying to kill people's spouses?
He's a real man.
I gotta get this guy.
If we've learned anything, every one of these plans always fails. Like, even if you kill the dude, you still end up in jail.
You're gonna be a suspect. Like,
unless you're already like a fucking 100 millionaire, you're not even close to getting away with murder.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like crazy. The first person they look at in a murder is always the spouse every time.
Absolutely correct.
So like there's not even using your brain in this. I would love to know the backstory of those two. I wonder if she married him because he was on TV, not because she actually cared about him. You know what I mean?
I mean,
and she saw
very,
a hotter
very
guy on TV, and even though he was a big, bad, mean man, he's hot.
I mean, people
very
be wild.
Possibly,
people
know,
be wild.
People do be wild. People do be wild.
And we're going to go be wild.
Oh. I'm going to go by smoke ourselves. A doobie and be wild.
Yeah, we're going to go be wild by ourselves.
I'm going to go eat like a sandwich. That's pretty wild.
I'm going to have enchiladas is what I'm going to have.
Ooh, that is wild.
Yeah, I'm wild.
I think I have honey mustard chicken and some green beans tonight.
That sounds good too.
Hell yeah.
Goddamn. All right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for supporting us here at patreon.com/chewandmelodypod or listening wherever you're listening. We appreciate what you love. You'll be next week. Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.